Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime longtime member, I should say, of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia, 1999. We're coming up on, we'll be coming up on his 17th anniversary real soon this year, and he's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of the Pastor Stephen Grant series of novels. I think there are 36 of them now, and they sold something under a billion copies. Warrior Monk, Root of All Evil, and I can't find the others, and a bunch of other books. He's our good friend, Ray Keating. Welcome back.
How are you, Jim?
I've been great. How many are there, really? Five?
Five total. The latest one is Murderer's Row, and the next one I'm working on when I have time. So there you go.
There you go. And they can vote for your books where?
Actually, Murderer's Row is up for Book of the Year at KFUO. And if you want to email, you can go to contest@kfuo.org and say Murderer's Row by Ray Keating, Book of the Year.
If you like his book, then vote for him. Hey, Ray, I'm looking at the Chief Economist Outlook for 2016. Threat of diminished expectations. So I marked through that and called it the Scrooge Report.
Well, if you want to read the Scrooge Report, go to sbecouncil.org and you can download it.
There you go.
But it's not the Scrooge Report. Listen, I've had a tough time with this economy.
I know.
We all have. But you know, I've been depressing myself for 8 years. But you know what? The numbers are the numbers. So that's what I've been
telling my audience is that you know I report on all this when you're here and when you're not here and we do our own polling of our audience Ray and I do my predictions I try to do them to help people prepare themselves for the year. I'm getting tired. I'm so worn out. I'm so tired of not being able to be positive about stuff. And this. The Obama administration is not just that President Obama doesn't understand the economy; he has no interest in the economy.
Yeah, well, I think both those points are dead on.
And he thinks businesses, and he doesn't differentiate, businesses are part of the problem.
Businesses are part of the problem, and they're also just a cash cow. He doesn't understand how the economy works, so therefore he just assumes that business will continue growing and providing revenue to the government. That's how he looks at it. He just looks at it as a cash cow. But you know what? Listen, when you say this is a Scrooge Report, that title, the threat of diminished expectations, the point there is this is not inevitable. And, you know, that's what we have to latch on to is because the problem here, and we can go through some of the numbers and the trends, but the bottom line problem here is federal policy gone awry.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get that policy right, we can get back to the economy that you and I both
That's
want.
That's right. Well, I'm convinced we can, but we're not going to this year.
No, not this year.
That's not going to happen this year. And this year, you're saying that there's a threat of diminished expectations in economic growth.
Well, yeah, and when you look at, if you balance it out, whether it's, you know, on the positive or the negative, clearly for 2016, the downside risks far outweigh anything possible on the upside. And when you look at some of the key measures, industrial production, listen, the industrial sector of our economy is already in recession. When you look at manufacturing...
Explain that.
Well, when you look at the industrial sector, when we're talking about that, is manufacturing, mining, and utility. Okay, that's industrial production. So the numbers, when we get industrial production numbers, those are actually the output from those areas. And that's been down, quite frankly. I mean, if you look at overall industrial production, you look at manufacturing, basically overall industrial production down in eight of the months of 2015, 2 months were flat, so we had growth in 2 months there.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturing down, I think it was in seven of those months, flat in a couple. So you got the point here, is that those parts of the economy already are in recession. Now, the question is, does that part of the economy lead to a recession for everybody else? And when you look at the numbers in the past, more often than not, the answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in a previous economy, it would have definitely been that way. But in a sad irony, diminished industrial production doesn't hurt the economy as much as it would have 40 years ago.
Well, right? You know,
because you don't have as many people in that sector as we did. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and we're going to get right up to continue to explain why he's concerned about this. And also, I've got some data points of my own that I want to weigh in on this that I think you'll find interesting. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and right back with Ray Keith.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.